Alyssa, welcome. Thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thanks.
So can you briefly explain like your account, what it's called, and kind of like the type of humor that you use on it?
Okay, so I run an Instagram page called Club Pigeon Island, and basically it's just like Club Penguin memes. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like have conversations. Sometimes it's like dark humor, and sometimes it's just kind of like just random kind of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I love it. It's like Gen Z humor, I would say. How would you describe it?
Yeah, I think that describes it perfectly.
Cool. Yeah, it's like kind of blown up. There are like almost 100,000 followers on it too.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I actually had over 100,000, but once I started posting about Black Lives Matter, like thousands of people unfollowed.
Oh my god,
that doesn't really bother me because I'm kind of glad that that kind of people are gone. So
right, yeah, yeah. Do you mind if we actually talk about the Black Lives Matter stuff?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so there's obviously an impact to posting about Black Lives Matter. Can you talk about like how people reacted to it and like kind of how you handled it?
Yeah, so a bunch of people reacted better than I thought they would because a lot of people were mad. They were like, I come here for Club Penguin memes, not for politics. And I was like, okay, this isn't political, but
exactly.
There's 600 other Club Penguin posts on my page. You can go look at those if you want.
Yeah.
But a lot of people reacted well because I donated, well, I'm still donating all of the money made from my merch. And a lot of people bought it now.
Hmm.
So that I've been able to donate a lot because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I've gotten a lot of hate also because of it.
Yeah. Did you post something like in response to that hate?
Yeah, I posted stuff on my story just saying like, even if they comment hate about it, that's not going to make me stop. It's just going to make me want to do it more because they're the problem.
Yeah.
I want to like try and change them or like bring more awareness.
Yeah. I've seen in other meme pages some people bring up activism, and there is like different responses to that all the time. But I really appreciate how like you posted that response and how exactly like the Black Lives Matter thing is not political. It's like a human thing, and like you're using your platform with like thousands of people to do that. So yeah,
that's
awesome. It's kind of cool how we can use these pages for activism. Like I've seen on TikTok, like the Donald Trump thing on TikTok, leveraging us, and then like using these other platforms to like really talk about these issues.
Yeah, because it definitely needs to be talked about, because even though like everyone's talking about it, most people still haven't gotten their justice, so you have to just keep bringing it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so back to the Club Penguin page, I was just wondering like what made you want to start it?
Okay, so it's kind of not good, as in I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of controversial as of what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't support this person anymore, but I grew up watching Shane Dawson.
Right.
So just like, he made me like get into comedy,
mm-hmm.
what I'm doing now. Like I no longer support him after the stuff that's come out, but that's really what made me get into it. So I don't want to lie and say something else.
Yeah, totally.
Also, the other Club Penguin page, CP Island memes, friends now, but she really inspired me to do it because I saw her stuff and I was like, oh, that's funny.
Right.
So.
Oh, okay. What kind of, why did you choose the Club Penguin, like, platform compared to, like, other type of meme formats?
It was just kind of easier, if that makes sense. Because you can, like, make them have a conversation instead of just, like, a text post.
Yeah. Did you play Club Penguin when you were younger?
Yes, I played it all the time.
That's awesome. Have you, do you keep on playing it? Because I know there's, like, a new version, but...
There was. Mm-hmm. Like, the one I had was Club Penguin Island.
Mm-hmm.
And that deleted. So, like, that made all of the Club Penguin meme pages, like, freak out when they were talking about it getting deleted. Because we were like, what are we going to do? But, like, it still lets you have the app. You just can't play with other people.
Okay.
can't really play it anymore. And Club Penguin Rewritten,
Yeah,
the
that's what I'm talking about.
one. So stuff came out about the guy who created that, about being like a child predator,
Oh
so I don't go
no.
on anymore.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Okay. I had an account on Club Penguin Rewritten, because I was a TA for a class, and so I'd like host my office hours on there. So like I have an account, but I gotta delete it now that I didn't know about that, so
Yeah.
dang. Okay.
But I think he's in jail or something.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
Hope he's
hopefully. Jeez.
creating.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was wondering, since like the your page has blown up so much, like how do you feel about that? Having such a big
I think it's
audience.
really cool, but also I'm always so scared that people from my school are gonna find it and just like make fun of me for some reason. I've told a few people that I know in real life, like my close friends,
Right.
don't want it to get out at school.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I like having the larger platform so I like interacting with them. And I do live streams in the middle of the night when I get hyper.
Right.
It usually goes well,
Oh,
but
okay.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I feel like if other people knew about it, they would just like really appreciate it. I mean, it's just like such a fun, or what, like, why do you, or what kind of response do you think people would have to it instead?
I don't want people who are like my like acquaintances at school to be like, oh, give me a shout out and all that
Oh,
stuff.
gotcha.
And also, I don't want people to be like, oh, you know that girl Alyssa? She thinks she's all that. She's got a Club Penguin page.
Oh.
I didn't tell anyone, so
Yeah.
really.
Okay. I guess on that one's like how does the account influence your daily life? Has it impacted it much at all before and after your page?
Yes.
Yeah.
So some days can be fun with it, but then other days, like it gets close to the time where I'm about to post and I'm like, I don't have anything. Make like a little stressful. And
Right.
when you like lose all the followers that like if you like since I'm posting about Black Lives Matter, Lives Matter, like I'm losing all these followers.
Yeah.
So that can be kind of like down putting, but then you think about it, like those people are better gone anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also impacted my life just because, like, I get really nice messages from people. Some people even say that, like, they had bad days and they looked at my page and it made them happy. So that is like, it makes it worth it, like, the stress of coming off of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I
I
just,
enjoy it.
yeah, like, I just want to personally say that I've definitely like had moments where I'm like really sad just scrolling on Instagram, and then I like see your post pop up and I swipe over, and I love your comedy because it's like a simple thing. You swipe over, it's like totally unexpected, and I just like start cracking up so much. So like I
Oh,
just love it. I really do.
well, I'm glad.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering, like, how do you come up with your content, like your ideas for it? Because it seems like really funny, but also kind of random as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like all I do is make jokes. Like people get mad because I can't take things seriously sometimes. Like I'm doing good right now. Like I have a cutout of Ellen DeGeneres right beside me, kind of.
Love that.
Like I just make jokes all the time and stuff just like comes up. Or something, I see something happen at school when we had school. Like, just regular conversations that I have with my friends. That's like what most of the stuff is.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's super cool how it's like your meme's like inspired by a true story, kind of.
Yeah. Which
Yeah.
is also kind of scary. Like, why are we talking about some of this stuff?
Yeah. Wait, can you repeat what you just said? I think I missed it.
Oh, I said it's kind of just weird that that's why we talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
works out.
Yeah, that does work out.
Oh,
Like, okay, so it comes from normal conversations as well. And I was wondering, are there like comedians that you follow as well, like influencers that kind of like spark these ideas as well?
yes. So, well, it was Shane Dawson. Not him anymore, but I like just all the other Club Penguin accounts. They inspire me too. But like, I don't copy their ideas or anything like that. And I love watching Ellen and like Jimmy Fallon. Just weird, but
yeah,
I enjoy that. And just random TikTokers, they inspire me too.
Yeah. Do you make TikToks as well?
Yes, yeah. I do.
That's awesome. Like in that lens, I was wondering, it seems like obviously memes are just like kind of our generation, but like how does it impact our generation really? Because it seems like that's a type of media that we like, or maybe not even media, a format that we like, and it's kind of amazing how these trends like start and it reaches like everybody around the world. And it's like the internet has an inside joke, so yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool because like it can bring people together. Like I see people who will buy my merch from like New Zealand or like Dubai and stuff, and like so they're wearing a sweatshirt that says like I heart ringworm. But I think it's cool how our generation likes that kind of stuff because it's something that you can talk about with anyone, really.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of the appeal of it. It like really is universal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like also the structure of a meme is like it's just super simple and it just like gets across really well. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is scary when I show like if I think I have a funny post for the day, I might like show my grandma and she's like, I don't get it. But because it can just be like dry humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm scared it's not going to like the tone of it is going to get picked up through the text. But usually it does.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get comments that are like, what? I don't get it.
Well, I get that. I guess that's kind of the risk of like any joke that you would post. Yeah. Yeah, how has your family reacted to your account?
So at first they thought it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, what is this? But now I think they like it a lot because I've been recognized in public a few times, like with my family. And it's just, I think the first time that happened, they were like, oh, okay, so this is like a real thing.
Yeah. I mean, how does it feel to get recognized?
It's... like, I don't even know, because I live in South Carolina, so it's, like, I wouldn't expect any of these people, like, the stereotype of the people who live here to like that kind of stuff, but it's so cool, and it usually happens at concerts or at the mall.
Okay.
It's really, really cool.
Yeah. Has anybody, like, are there any memorable interactions, or, like, has anybody asked for, like, your autograph or anything?
No, but I've gotten pictures, and I've got caught people taking pictures of me from, like, far away.
Right.
And I'm like, hi.
Oh.
The most memorable one was I was at the mall with my friend, and we were just walking, and we hear a group of people, and we think they're talking about me, but we're not sure, so we keep walking.
Yeah.
And then they run up, and they're, like, freaking out. They're like, do you have a Clapping My Name account? And I'm like, yeah. And then... it's just really cute and cool.
Aww, that's so cute.
But ages are so different.
Because
I'll have, like, someone who's, like, 10 years old. Who, and someone who's, like, 19.
Right.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I think that really speaks to, like, the versatility of your content, though. Like, a lot of people like it, and that's awesome.
Yeah. Like, it kind of scares me that there's 10-year-olds and stuff looking at it. Because sometimes it can be dark humor. Like, I might post, like... make a cult joke or something like that, like a sacrificial joke.
Yeah.
It's like, I really hope these 10-year-olds aren't going to get any ideas.
Yeah. I know, I've seen a lot more sacrificial jokes, like not just from yours, but like from other people. Like, I don't know if you watch her, but Best Dressed on YouTube has been like...
yeah, I've about, seen like, some of her stuff.
Yeah, she just like talks about sacrificing children and like...
Yeah. I don't know why I think it's so funny. My mom hates it when I make jokes like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's something I'm interested in, and it's also fun. Like, not interested in, like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was recently just scrolling through your account and just looking at the different posts, and I was just wondering, do you have a favorite, like, meme in general or, like, a favorite post that you've created?
I do, and okay, I think it's There's a few, but usually the ones I like the most are the ones that don't do as well for some reason. My favorite might be, it's like The Price is Right or whatever show that is. He's like, "Can I phone a friend?" And then they're like, "Yeah," and he pulls out a Ouija board. Like, I like the jokes like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's my favorite, but I saw it the other day,
Yeah.
and I.
I love that. Yeah, I think that is the price of right, or like I want to be a millionaire or something. Yeah.
Yeah, one of those.
Oh. Okay. Oh, is that like your favorite meme in general, or like your favorite Club Penguin meme that like, you've created?
I thought you were asking about the ones I've
Oh,
made.
yeah.
My favorite meme in general. I really don't know. I like a lot of them. I like on TikTok the Subway Surfer ones to like YouTuber apologies. Find a lot right now.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, my sister just recently downloaded Subway Surfer. She's like playing on all the time, but yeah, super fun. I guess another question is, are there like any lessons that you've learned from your from running your account at all? Like anything that you've learned?
Yes,
Yeah.
I've learned that because I used to post my story all the time, and I just learned that maybe I shouldn't do it on the account with a big platform because, I don't say anything offensive, but I speak my opinions, and I might post something about like Trump. I don't like him, but something. It's like, hey, you guys know that like Trump might be a child rapist and stuff like that. Just doesn't get good response. I also learned like to use my platform for stuff like human rights and stuff like that.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's really sweet. I guess another thing is the growth of your account as well. Did you start it like a few years ago or?
Think it has been a year and a half.
Okay, cool. And then like the growth of it, has it been like pretty steady or like I guess the impacts of like the growth of your account and then like the impacts of how it's affected your life as well. If that
Yeah,
makes sense.
so when I first made it, it got a really good reaction at first. And it kind of, like, it has moments where it peaks, and I'll get like tens of thousands a month, and some I'll get like 3,000 or 5,000 a month. So there's not really like certain, you never know when it's gonna spike or when it's gonna slow down, because the algorithm of Instagram changes all the time. Sometimes it's not in your favor. Like it's not right now, but don't care that much. I try to not let it affect me because I'm doing it because I like doing it and I like being able to make people happy and stuff like that. So I don't really care about followers and stuff like obviously I like them. I don't let it affect me if I don't get this many by this point.
Yeah, and that's really important. Has that been a learning curve, or has that always been like, I don't really focus on this, like I just really want to focus on like making content that's like funny and that resonates with people?
It's been more of a learning curve because at first I was like, well, I'm getting all these followers. Like, I'm getting 20,000 a month. It slows down, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, that sucks. Oh, I realized like I'm doing this for myself and to like help and make other people laugh. So it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your account really is like a source of joy. So as long as you like keep on creating it, like that's
That
good.
makes me happy to know.
That's good. And I guess one of the final questions is like, what is, I don't know, maybe I should rephrase it, but I guess the initial question was like, what does the future of your page like look like? And I was also curious, maybe this would be a different question, but some people connect like their hobbies to a career somehow. Like, how do you see this like carrying out for the future of your life? It's kind of a weird
Okay.
question. Yeah.
So I know what you mean though. So for the first one, wait, what was it? Oh, the future of the account.
Yeah.
So This is kind of like, so last week I just had a moment of realization and I was like, I can do whatever I want on my account. Like, cause it's, I don't have to only post Club Penguin. Like, I like doing that, but if I make something else that's funny, I can just put that there too. So definitely, I'm going to try and keep it Club Penguin, but I'm just going to throw in whatever I want sometimes.
Awesome. Like, what kind of other content do you think?
So, I don't know if you saw it, but that video that I posted, it wasn't Club Penguin related, but it was just something me and my friends made, like, 2 years ago, and I thought it was funny. So I like to make little videos, not like, they're not TikTok humor, so I wouldn't post it on TikTok. Right. Like, just... It's more dry humor, the kind of videos that I would post.
Okay, cool. I'll have to see that later. Then I don't think I saw that.
Okay. It's not funny. it's like kind of an inside joke with my friends, but I wanted to post it. That's good. But for the career thing, so I'm trying to think how I can answer this. I want to go, like, it's been my dream to go into, like, psychology. I like to help people.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of ties in because I like to post these to like make people happy if they're sad. Right. So that kind of ties in, but also like maybe do YouTube in the future just because I like to talk a lot. Like I talk a lot. But that just like any kind of comedy because I want to always be doing comedy because that's something that makes me happy and I can make other people happy doing that. Just any way I can work that in.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. I'm actually a psychology major, so like that's awesome.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Can I ask, like, are you like going to college or like are you in high school or?
I'm gonna be a junior, so I'm 16.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so you have a lot of time to think about it, but it seems like
Yeah,
it seems like a beautiful blend of like psychology and like helping people and like making people laugh. It seems like you're already doing that. So like that's awesome.
Yeah, and I also always joked about wanting to run for president in the future, but like not win. Just people can be like, wait, that's the girl who like had a Club Penguin account.
Yeah.
From school, but like I don't want to win, and I think it'd be funny to see like the commercials like going against me. And be like, look what she posted when she was 16 about a cult.
Oh my god.
Psychology. It's just like a meme, a Club Penguin meme.
Right. That's amazing.
So I'll think about that.
Yeah. I mean, I
think. But that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I think you'd make a really great campaign. Like, all your memes are just like feed people in, and then like Pigeon can be. Yeah. Maybe Pigeon can run for president too. He can like be your opponent.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I just don't want to win. Yeah. Like, I can deal with that.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it's like, I do not want to be president at all either. I feel bad.
No. But also, I would feel bad running and, like, people voting for me as a joke.
Yeah, so it
would take away from the real votes. Mm-hmm. Maybe I would run, but then drop out before election day.
There you go. I like how you, like, thought this through.
Yes, I've been thinking about it for so long.
That's awesome. Oh, well, it's been like really great to talk with you, and like thank you so much for being on here. I really appreciate like you taking your time and everything. It's like it was really cool to learn about like why you wanted to create it and everything like that.
Well, I had a lot of fun too. I don't really do anything because of quarantine, so this is fun.